Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias.
Very Babbel. Good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti ivrit babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going to get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
Let's French. Let's French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled babbel.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-N.
You are illiterate L-N. In English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, babbel.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios. If I were you, I got a problem, don't know what to do. If I were you, Amir and Jake can help get me through. If I were you, you can trust in these boys, they're tried and they're true. If I were you, oh, if I were you, if I were you. Very soothing, very catchy, the perfect song.
I'll give it a B minus,
but that's the highest I've ever scored one.
That was a sunny day.
A really sunny day with the top down and shit, you're rolling on E.
No, you're rolling on Dubs or something.
No, you're rolling down the 101.
No, on
beach
wheels.
To your left, mountains to your right, and you just popped a Molly.
You're high on life.
High on life and Molly.
No, you're just having a good, wholesome, sober time because you don't need drugs because you know what? The earth is so beautiful that it sort of raises your spirits without any external.
Speaking of spirits raised, and I'd like my serotonin dumped. That's what I want. All my happy juice in my body at once.
Not just the cars reaching the speed limit. I'm reaching my speed limit. 4 ounces of snorted whatever the hell speed is.
Speed weed, and I've got the need to...
I've got a weed limit, and it's 55. I don't know how kids measure weed these days, actually.
Oh, no, you sure don't. Yeah.
I really do have a nickel sack.
If you needed to buy weed, what would you say to a drug dealer?
I would say, hey, can I have one weed? Well, I would never talk to a drug dealer.
One weed, please.
I would talk to you. I would use a middleman, a liaison.
Yeah. I know the lingo. Yo, son, what up? Yeah. One weed, please.
To go is fine, actually.
How's it going, boss? You got a weed?
Well, I really want a weed, a single weed.
And I'd put it in a doobie or a joint or something?
I'd love to get high with you once, sir.
Can I have a pot brownie?
I want to be one level of high with you.
Master.
Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast show on the internet. Hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And I'm sort of the cool, wacky one that knows how to order marijuana.
Yeah, and I'm the loser who for some reason thinks it sounds weird to say order marijuana.
Order. Order. Marijuana, please, actually. That's why I use a gavel when I talk to drug dealers.
Yeah,
I'd like to order.
And they all run away because they think they're being arrested or something.
So...
How does it work? We get
Who was that song by? Who is that Sunny Day by?
See, this is why it helps that there's two of us.
Yeah.
Because if I ever forget things, which is very rare.
You really do
you
need
pick me,
huh?
Up.
You need me.
And then for literally every other problem we have that you fuck up, I'm sort of there for you.
It's kind of nice how I bail you out the
We meet in the middle, but that middle is so much closer to my side than yours. It's borderline not the middle.
But you know what? There wouldn't even be a field to play on, to beat on, if I weren't here.
It's like being on the 1 yard
line. Trying to find a middle ground.
No.
There's no need, because there is just nothing without me. So
it's like saying if I'm on the 2 yard line, we're in the middle of the field. We are technically in between the end zones.
Well, if there was 98 yards,
so
would it be a football field? Would it be?
Technically,
or do I bring the field?
It wouldn't, but nobody would notice.
Cheers.
Salute.
Cheers.
Salute.
Absolutely.
That guy was Jeff Enzos, was the guy who made it. It sounded like Foster the People. Is that the band?
Yeah. All the little kids with the pumped up kicks better run,
seize the cheese in buckets. I'm so sorry.
Seize the cheese in buckets or seize the cheese in fuck it?
What's funnier?
They're both disgusting. I don't know. I guess seizing the cheese in buckets maybe is funnier to me.
Yeah.
Someone stealing buckets
by the
of
bucket.
Cheese.
Yeah.
But also stealing cheese and jerking off into it or something is pretty funny.
Why jerking off into it?
Seize the cheese and fuck it. Or I guess you just roll it up and stick your penis in it.
Well, I would use Swiss cheese and just plug through one of the holes or something.
Oh, and I would use like a big bucket of cheese whiz.
Oh, yeah.
Like liquid or nacho. Oh, warm nacho.
Cheese whiz. Well, here's some cheese jizz.
Toda.
So people email us. They found themselves in a difficult place in their lives, and they're so desperate and needy of advice that they actually email a podcast hoping to God that we actually answer and ridicule them on this show.
Yeah.
And you know what? 80 to 150 people a day do. So we're thankful for you guys. That email, if you find yourself in a tough place right now, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com,
huh?
ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Yo, if I were you, I wouldn't grow. I would email to ifiwereyoushow. I would go.
The beatbox is just me laughing like a girl.
Is that like someone's sort of tickling you? Did I forget to mention anything? We try to get through, 4 to 5 questions every episode. So let's get this party started. And let's get it started. Oh my God, there's a carbon monoxide leak in this apartment.
Yeah, we're dead.
That's why we're all like this, I think.
That explains it.
All right, so let's get to the first email. It's from a person we'll call Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Shaggy writes, "Hey, dudes." Oh, that's a fake name. We're giving them fake names to preserve
this
their anonymity.
This guy, thankfully, is a name Shaggy.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a real email, verbatim. Here we go, one time. "Hey, guys. So I've been texting this cheerleader for 2 days now. When we met first in person, she was really interesting, and I like to think of myself as a pretty charming dude, and it's pretty obvious she likes me. But now I text her, and it's freaking 80-20 on the ratio. Yeah, I input so much, and she contributes nothing. I ask questions, respond wholesomely, and she smacks her head to the phone for a single sentence and sends that shit. Do you think she's bored of me already? Or maybe that's just how she texts people. Thanks, Shaggy."
Yeah, I think that's just how she texts.
Yeah, well,
it can't be you.
Obviously not. She was really into him 2 days ago.
I know he likes to think of himself as charming.
Pretty obvious she likes
me. I think many people like to think of themselves as charming.
I like to think of myself as attractive and handsome, charming and irresistible.
I think of myself as tall, rich, devilishly handsome, and I can get anyone I want. That doesn't mean it's true.
I like to think if I'm not sucking in my stomach too much, it still looks like abs. I'm fit and cut or something.
I think I have abs. I think I'm jacked.
Without exercising, I really think that I like to feel that I am.
And sometimes I'll see someone who's like really good at something, like, oh, that guy's great at basketball.
Yeah.
And I think, oh man, you know what? Like, I'm not good at basketball, but I bet if I like practiced a little bit, I'd be better than him.
I like to think of myself as talented at
this
things.
This is how what are those horoscopes work. They just like give you sort of good news. It's like, oh, yeah, you're a Leo. That means you're a born leader. And you're like, yeah, Yeah, I am. I believe in astrology now because I'm a leader.
Would a leader not believe in something more powerful than himself? I think that would be a little weak of the leader.
Sagittarius is caring. Like, absolutely I'm caring. Of course I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know if either of those things are like what they say about those specific signs, but...
Thus, it's real.
The gist. I would say... I also like that he tried to add, like, slip in, like, I met this cheerleader 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the kind of shit I'm playing with. But, like, cut to end of email, she's ignoring you.
By the way, it's only been 2 days, so this is the real her. It's not like she was one thing and now it's separate. Like, yeah. After 2 days, that's not a lot of time for you to think. It's pretty obvious she likes me, but now...
And he's also insulting, like, smacks her head to the phone and produces dribble. If anything, I applaud her for, like, for putting up with you this long. Anyone else would have just deleted your number.
So, do you think she's bored of him, or is that how she texts people?
I think she's bored of him. I think you did it. You're, like, sending long messages, asking questions. She's probably just like, this dude's texting me too much.
Well, that's the thing we were talking about one day where we said, you never want to text more than someone.
Yeah, don't
you
want
to let them dictate the pace. Exactly. But does that only work if you're a guy texting a girl, or can that also work the other way around?
I think it works. It's a dance. It's a beautiful dance.
Then how does it ever escalate if everyone's always texting the same amount?
Well, I think... You know, it's up to one person, not the guy or the girl, but to be slowly ramping it up. And each person, hopefully, in the ideal world, is ramping it up. So, like, say me and you just met. I'm interested in you.
Say you're interested in me.
Let's say I meet
Actually,
a girl.
Actually, finish the
out.
Sentence.
Let's see.
finish that sentence.
No, absolutely I will not. Let's say I'm at Tiki Disco and I meet a smoke show.
Goddamn dime.
A smoke show at the disco. All right? Get her number, send her a text. She waits 4 hours. I'm going to respond, ask her a question, but I'm also going to wait around 3 to 4 hours. Maybe it's 3.5.
So you can't respond for as long as she took to text you.
Yeah, and I personally don't want to make my text longer than hers. I think that, like, texting for me is about just being entertaining, because texting, it doesn't actually mean anything. It's just be like, if you are, like, funny to text with, if you're, like, an enjoyable person to text with, then that's going to keep the text game going. And then hopefully one day you just see each other in real life.
Well, this is the one thing you're an expert at, so people should really listen up.
I'm great at texting.
You're very humble and self-deprecating, so the fact that you say that you're great at texting, it really means something.
Right. I mean, I'm terrible in person.
Yeah.
Like, my friends can go into a bar, make eyes at a girl, go up, buy her a drink, talk, go home. That's happened to me so few times. It has to, like, I have to, like, work on texting. I have to be on text. I have to get a date or, like, hang out at a party. And then, like, and then I'm good. But, like, I can't just go from zero to conversation. It's like, I need to show someone that I'm, I don't know. I need texting.
You need it.
I need it to get laid.
You said you came up with an idea once, maybe it was for a movie, but maybe it's for a business, of a guy who starts a business.
Oh, yeah.
Where you text for people, because texting is anonymous. Anybody, like somebody who's bad at texting, you can easily text for them and they wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wanted to call it Phone Casanova, or iPhone Casanova, or Texting Casanova. Something
maybe
Casanova.
Casafona?
Casafona.
Casafona.com.
I did this for my brother. We were on a road trip, and he was, like, talking to some girl, and then it was his turn to drive. So just for 3 hours, I texted her as him, and then they ended up going out, I think, actually.
Because based on that.
I mean, it was probably a combination of many things, but the texting certainly helped. And I know so many of my friends will, like, ask my advice on a text.
Right, because you're sort of the self-proclaimed king of texts.
I've had girls, oh my God, this is, now I'm, like, really bragging, but I've like, met up with girls... And then been like, I wasn't gonna, like, do this, but you're, like, so funny on text. You were so good at texting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, this could be a legit business.
I really think it could. Because if anybody out there wants to pay me to text for them.
What do you think a good rate would be?
$20 an hour.
Jesus, that's high. $20 an hour. You just said yourself you'd wait 4 hours. That's an $80 text messages, including
it's worth
the wait.
It, though. How much do people pay to, like, take out an escort or something?
Okay, here's the site we need to build. People sign up and they upload their text conversations, right?
Oh, that's cool.
And then you go to the back end and you see what the text conversation is, and you go one by one, this is what your response, and do it in this amount of time.
That'd
be
awesome.
And it texts them. So let's say people are only paying you What would someone logically, like $5 a text? That seems like it's worth it.
Right.
But if you can get 20 people to pay you $5 a text, that means, and that's just one a day, that's $100. Yeah. That means you're making $100 a day for 365 days. That's another 36 grand in your pocket. If you can get 40 people to do it, that's 72 grand.
Wow.
You can. I'd love to build out this site.
Yeah, I would love if you did, actually.
And then
you
wake up in the morning and you see like all these text conversations and you type the responses.
That's it. And that's basically my dream job, because all I think about doing is texting.
Right.
I love texting. I like have to record the podcast. My phone is over there on the couch, because if I feel vibrate, I'll start texting.
I'll start hyperventilating.
So this guy's question is, I think that she's not interested in you. I think you blew it. Not necessarily with the texting. Maybe you were actually a dick in person. Like, maybe you didn't come off as charming. Maybe she's maybe she is perfectly interesting. But it sounds like if the texts aren't reciprocated,
it's never a good sign.
Yeah, no.
You're not. You're never interested in someone and you don't text them back excitedly.
Nope.
Like, even if you're playing, maybe she's like, is there a world where a girl is like, he's really cool, I better not text him too much, or I better not respond to every text, or I better not respond to every email?
I think maybe, but if it's 80-20, then that we're not in that world.
Right.
This girl's
this
not
is
playing
beyond
that.
That. Game. Yeah.
Nobody's like, all right, I'm gonna play it so cool that he's gonna hate me.
Yeah, but it works, because now he's like,
he is obsessed. But I don't think anyone's that smart, or not. People are.
The game is weird, but it does work. Like, if a girl that you really love is ignoring you for like days and days, and then she texts you,
right. You
would get extra excited versus if she had just texted you back.
It's
right
true.
Away.
But I think it takes. So few people have that much self control if they like someone. If I like someone, if I really like someone, I'm not playing the game at all. Immediate responses to texts.
Which you told me has never happened. You've never liked... episode, you said, I've never liked someone.
I mean, I've been interested in enough.
When you say like someone, you just mean you really, 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 really want to have sex with them versus...
Right, that's liking.
Yeah,
right?
that's what liking someone means, right?
When I really like someone on Tinder, when I swipe right really hard.
I think when I'm ready to get married, I'll really, 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 really want to fuck them. That's all I know. It's like,
I did once say that about marriage. Like, I don't believe in love. I just need to find like the hottest wife possible, so I always want to fuck her.
That should be the testimonial on your site. So it'll be called like iPhone Casanova in quotations. Find the girl that you really, really, really want to fuck for the rest of your life.
Oh man.
If any of you engineers, computer programmers are willing to build out this site for us, we'd love to cut you into the partnership. Maybe a 10% ownership stake, or we'll pay you
or
a fee
free
to build
texting
the site.
For life.
Oh, yeah, which is going to be worth so much more than 10% of this website that may or may not succeed.
You get paid in liquid pussy.
How's that for fair?
Or liquid cock, depending on who's out there.
Oh yeah, can you text for girls?
Yeah, I could. I text for my sisters.
You text for girls, you text for guys.
Yeah, I kill it.
And
I'm actually a beast in that regard.
Would you say it's easier for you to text? There's so little pressure, because it's like, oh, I'm not really invested in this person. And that loosens you up in a good way or a bad way or not existent.
Like for...
Like, let's say you're texting for Micah, your brother.
Oh,
and you're like,
I don't... Yeah,
I'm
going to
swing... I'm going to swing on... I'm going to make like a huge move here, because like, who cares? I mean, I'm...
That's how I text for myself too.
Oh, you do? You're not afraid to like take that big swing?
I know. No, I mean, I guess I have been before. And like, also, I'm sensitive when Micah's like, I can't... Like, I'll always show him the text before I send it. And they'll be like, no, I can't take that swing. And I'm like, no, right. Dude, you got to. And they'll be like, no. And then I'll be like, all right, fine. I'll like... For Micah, I'll draft three different responses.
Oh, that'll be the iPhone Casanova Pro account.
Yeah.
Jake will give you three different options, and you guys can choose one.
It is tougher for like girls though, because you have to. I don't know. It's different. You can't take the swings of the bat. You have, for girls, it's got to be pitches.
Right.
Girls, you're throwing out pitches. Guys, you're taking swings.
Bitches are pitches, and pimps are swimps.
dings, wings. I don't know.
I shouldn't have called them bitches to begin with. That was a bad premise. All right. Let's go on to the next question, but stay in the same world of iPhones.
Mm.
So this one is from a guy we'll call Fred.
Fred.
Hey, guys. About 3 weeks ago, I let my friend borrow my brand new iPhone 5 over the weekend. It's a long story why I did it, but let's just continue. The Monday after the weekend, he was supposed to bring it back. When I asked him about it, he just smiled nervously and said, "Yeah, about that," and laughed. So it's been 3 weeks since he lost it, and he hasn't told me he's going to get a new one or give me money for a new one. Also, I fucked his sister about 2 months ago. Should I tell him that if he doesn't pay me back? Thanks, guys.
Where do you guys live? I want to know what part of the world this happens in.
Where someone can borrow... No one's borrowing my phone for an hour, let alone 2 days, let alone 3 weeks.
My phone is like 2 feet away on the couch right now, and that's the farthest I've ever been from in my life.
Yeah, if someone loses your phone after 3 weeks, you don't just say, "Yeah, about that, haha," and that's the end of the conversation. Like, no, not about that. Give me my phone.
I can't believe it's been 3 weeks and he still hasn't mentioned buying me a new one. You haven't mentioned it? You didn't mention that when he said, "Yeah, about that," and he laughed? Did you guys change the subject?
What's your Facebook status right now? "Hey, still without phone. Brad still has it. I hope he tells me soon or I'm going to drop a bombshell on him."
Maybe he knows that you fucked his sister, by the way, because maybe that's why he wanted the phone in the first place.
Oh.
And he's just never going to give it back.
That way you can't fuck his sister.
Also, like, your big defense mechanism against this whole thing is to tell him that you fucked his sister, in which case you'll never get a phone.
No, his plan is to go, "I fucked your sister," and then the guy goes, "No," and then he explodes, and then in that room is where the iPhone is.
Wow.
Yeah, like the iPhone is somewhere on his person.
Oh, like inside his body.
Yeah.
Maybe he stuck it in his ass, and then when he explodes... Fred will just find it amongst his remains.
Yeah, he'll rummage through his small intestines and find his iPhone.
That makes no sense. This guy is like, "Yeah, borrow it," and like now he doesn't have it back, so he's like, "Shit, man, I'm like just gonna stew for 3 weeks."
I really think I'm pissed at him or something.
Why? I don't know, get a new phone and bill him or something?
I really like this question. I'm not quite sure what the best way to answer it is. If demand your phone back.
Yeah, I wouldn't say like, this is the type of thing that like ruins a friendship, right? If your friend doesn't make it right, then you don't be friends with him anymore.
Oh, you mean, like he shouldn't tell him that he fucked his sister 2 months ago?
Or no, you can, and then just be like, "Yeah, we're out." Like, say, I would give him an ultimatum and just be like, "Hey, man, you honestly, like, you lost my phone. You have a week to get me a new phone. And if not, then, like,
I'm going to wait. I really think I'm going to wait another week or two.
If you don't get me a phone within a week, then we're done. I'm not your friend. I'm going to, like, I don't know, tell your mom."
This is like that kind of thing where, like, if you have a friend who's a big enough of an asshole, he just won't do stuff. Like, if you call shotgun and then a guy steals it and he's like, It's a joke if he steals it, then it's like it gets annoying if he's like, "No, I'm actually not gonna get out of shotgun. Like, yeah. I'm just gonna sit here and do that." And like that's
the rules technically apply, but like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, like, I guess I'm not gonna do anything about it. I'm just gonna slowly not like you anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, that is like how the world writes itself. Like, this guy is an asshole, lost your phone, tell him he's got a week, and if he doesn't, tell him that you fucked his sister, and then you guys won't be friends. And then if this happens to him enough times, he won't have any friends and he'll finally have what he deserves, which is no friends and the knowledge that his friends fucked his sister.
Every single one of his friends probably fucked his sister.
I would say, yeah, you should say, "I fucked your sister. And if you don't get me a phone by the end of the week, I'm going to do it again."
I swear.
And I'm going to tell other people that it was good and that she's easy. And then everyone we know is going to be trying to fuck your sister.
Good. I hope they do. My sister needs the deep dicking, actually. That's why I stole your phone to begin with. It was all part of my elaborate ruse.
I'm getting my sister laid.
Wow, you're the nicest brother ever. Yeah. The meanest friend, but the nicest brother. All right, let's go to the next question. We gave this guy what we could.
All right.
Let's go from... This is like an episode based on your areas of expertise. I said texting was your expertise, but this question is about porn.
Oh, yeah, I like porn.
Yeah. So here we go.
I know it.
Yeah, I know. I actually really like porn.
I actually like porn so much it gives me a boner sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It really gets me. I sexually like it, I think.
I like it because I like girls. And in porn, you see girls not only just, you know, being pretty, but actually naked. And sometimes... doing some pretty compromising things.
You know when you're watching a movie and you're like, "That girl's hot, but I can't really imagine her really well without her clothes?" So in porn, you only have to let that imagination run wild for about 30 seconds before the boobs and the vajay come out, and she's just doing something pretty bad, pretty nasty. Yeah. Most of the time, I like it. I really do. So here's this guy's problem. Let's call him Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Scooby-Doo.
You do. Scooby-Doo.
If I were you.
There's a theme song. By the way, we are still accepting theme song submissions. We're trying to do two an episode. They're still coming in strong. So please, if you have a theme song submission of your own, email it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Damn right.
This guy emailed us in, and he said, "Hey guys, I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday, and the subject was somehow changed from food to porn. She asked me if I watch a lot of porn, and I obviously said, no, I have you, so I don't really need to watch porn, despite the fact that I actually watch quite a lot of porn. I'm just a guy after all." So that's one bullet dodged, and she seemed to like that answer. But then she also asked me if I had a favorite porn star, and I didn't really think about it, and I just instinctively said, "Christina Rose." Parentheses, Jake knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
My girlfriend immediately started Googling her on her phone, then gave me shit about Christina's looks, what she's done in porn, and what she's famous for, anal, amongst other things. So now she's pissed off at me, thinking that I don't like her body because it's different from the porn star, and thinking that I want her to do the same stuff that Christina does. I tried to explain to her that this is not the case at all, and just because I occasionally like watching stuff like that doesn't mean I want to try it myself. I also told her that she's way hotter than Christina, but in a different and better way. Despite all of this, she is still mad at me, and now she's withholding sex. How do I make this right? I think I need an excuse a la Jake for this one. Thanks.
Oh, no. Withholding sex is so funny.
This is such a classic fight.
You should just be like, all right, fine. You know what? I don't even care. We don't have to have sex because I'm just going to jerk off.
Yeah. It's very ironic that she's like, you just want to fuck this girl, don't you? She's like, no, I want to fuck you. He's like, well, now you can't fuck me. So what are you going to do? It's like, oh, I guess I'm going to jerk it to the girl that you're mad at me about jerking it to.
Yeah. You should just be like, it's okay. Like, I don't need to fuck Christina Rose. I fuck you and imagine you're Christina Rose all the time.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But that's not how, like, just because you watch porn doesn't mean you wish your girlfriend
was
like
that. Have you ever
like
pictured
that.
Someone else while you were having sex?
That's a good question.
Have you ever imagined someone else?
If I have, then I haven't, like, I haven't enough times for me to answer that yes unequivocally. Ta-da. And you, what percentage of the time are you thinking about someone else?
It depends. I guess not a lot, but I've definitely done it 100%.
I don't have sex enough for me to have to find weird kinky ways to make it extra exciting.
Right.
What for about me, have, like, actually long, having sex is exciting.
You have
exciting.
Like a long-term girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like older couples will do that. And I've done that when I was in like long relationships.
Yeah, like a way to mentally spice things right. up.
If it's like the first time I'm having sex with someone, of course not.
Right.
Most times I'm having sex with someone, it's the first time I'm having sex with them.
Ooh, that's a good question. What percentage of ladies that you've had sex with have you only had sex with once?
Once, like as in like one time, or once as in like that night, the morning?
And yeah, one day.
Like 24-hour period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably pretty high.
Over half?
I wouldn't say over half. Maybe actually. Yeah. Sure.
You're a loser.
Why?
Christina Rose. What's her deal?
She has a big ass. She takes it in the ass. She's sort of short, and she looks Latina, though I don't think she is.
I think it's brown paint or something.
No, she's... Oh, wait. We met Christina Rose.
What?
We hung out with her in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
When we were there for that like Ford event thing that we hosted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had sex with Christina Rose.
I think she's 69 or something.
I was...
You stuck it in her butt, you dog.
Holy shit. I was probably thinking about someone else or something.
This guy's girlfriend. It is really tough because like porn is so, everyone does it and nobody, or everybody watches it, everybody jerks off, everybody masturbates, and no one talks about it. But when you do, it is uncomfortable.
Right.
Because like I fully accept that any girlfriend I ever have will probably masturbate. And like if she masturbates, she probably does it
not thinking about you.
About me, yeah. But like if I ask her, if I say, like, do you think about me when you masturbate? She's like, no. I'd be like, I'm really pissed. like, this is where white lies come in. You fucked up. You shouldn't have said you liked Christina Rose. You should say, I don't have a favorite porn star. I just, like, I don't watch enough porn. You did it right with your first answer when you lied.
Now you told the slight truth, and she and the girlfriend was not having it.
There's no quick fix. You need to slowly start talking about how ugly Christina Rose is, how much you can't get off to her, and how anal sex disgusts you. And hopefully, though, eventually, you can turn this into a good thing by being like, your girlfriend will do things that you want to do in bed because now she's like thinking about how she wants to be more Christina Rose-esque for you. Which isn't like, I feel like that sounds like mean and manipulative, but it's not. It's like a beautiful thing if you're going about it in a wholesome, nice way that's like giving her no pressure, but she sort of like wants to do something for you.
Well, let's try to put ourselves in the mind of the girl. She's offended that a guy is looking at another girl. Okay, that's fine. As a guy, we're like, don't worry, it's not really that big of a deal, but a girl can't, like, it's hard to put yourself in that mindset of a guy when you're the lady. So I don't fault her for being mad, but what is her plan now? To withhold sex forever?
Yeah, until she turns into Christina Rose. I don't know what she's trying to get from withholding sex. I guess just like
an apology?
Yeah, if you just offer a full apology and say you're sorry, say that she's the most attractive person in the world. And I think it's gonna piss her off if you say Christina Rose is attractive in a different way. I would stop that.
Nobody wants to hear that. Like, is that girl hotter than me? No. She's just different.
But it is like, I've had girlfriends who are like, I want to watch porn that you like. And I've showed them, and it's like, and everybody is like, that's disgusting. That's not me. It's true. Porn isn't how people have sex.
It's an exaggeration, right, an embellishment.
It's like, it's some weird exotic fantasy. Nobody expects to have sex like they are in porn videos. But it's like
you watch movies and you don't want your friends to act like the guys from The Hangover.
Right.
Although I would like for you to be Bradley Cooper a little more.
You think so?
I think he's better looking than you.
Wow.
And not just in a different way.
He's full on. Better bone structure, better teeth.
And then you withhold friendship from me because you're so offended by that.
Right. I'm actually not going to give you what I usually do in this relationship.
Which is what? Joking around.
And anal.
Well, you can hang out with Bradley freaking Cooper then.
Why doesn't he make you laugh? Yeah, I think she just needs to understand, or people in general need to understand that porn is not like, just because you watch a certain type of porn doesn't mean that's what you want out of a relationship. That's sort of like some weird escape, exaggerated sex version of that you're interested in, but not necessarily wanting to partake in.
Yeah, but that's kind of hard to like explain to someone. Like if a girl is watching like this specific type of porn, your brain would probably want her to, oh, maybe I should provide that.
Right. You know what? Maybe you could be like, I would never want you to do this stuff because I respect you too much. And it's not about like some weird animalistic savage getting off with you. It's about being in love and like having a mutually beneficial sexual experience. I want us to like hold each other close and come at the same time. But with Christina Rose, I don't mind if someone calls her a whore and fucks her in the ass because I hate her.
Oh.
With you, I love you. So I don't want that type of sex from you.
Now we're getting to good advice.
We have to cut through the bullshit.
Because she can hear that and be like, oh, he's doing that out of respect for me, I think.
Right. So it's like, yeah, I like have this release with porn. But with you, it's not just sex. It's a whole experience.
Are you writing that down, dude? Shaggy? Scrappy? Shaggy? No. Scooby?
Scooby.
Scooby, are you writing that down? That's what you need to do. Preferably in person, but an email will do. And then sign it Christina Rose, JKLOL. Ha 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 ha. Oh, Christina Rose.
If you're listening...
That night at the Ford thing meant everything to me. That was actually a really subtle Ford paid us to mention them in one episode this year.
Yeah, that's
and
that's,
that was an ad.
And that's Italy money. Yeah. Now we're going to go to Italy.
That was 10 grand.
Remember that Christina Rose at that Ford thing? Like, all right, cool. Now we can go to Italy.
Because people listening to this podcast are going to be like, oh, I guess I do need a car. And one that's built Ford tough, I think.
And when they're checking out at the Ford dealership, they're going to be like, oh, by the way, did you hear about us from Jake and Amir's podcast? And our fan is going to be like, holy shit, I've been
inceptioned, I think.
Got inception.
An inception daydream. We're almost at break time. You want to take a little breaky?
Yeah, let's take a nice little breather here.
Oh, jeez. We got a good email from one of our sponsors saying that our fans are very active and it makes us look good. So thanks for you guys for like clicking on links. And if you don't like act on like purchasing something, it means a lot that you're like even clicking on stuff.
Yeah.
And that's stuff that makes clients happy. And then they think we're cool because we have like good fans.
Right.
So then, you guys are making us look good.
And then they give us money and then we can actually get a studio where we can record or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
That would be cool. Because right now we're back in the towel cave.
We really are. this might be our last episode in the towel cave.
Yeah, shit.
That's scary. That's dangerous.
We're moving.
Whoa. Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Wait, have we not mentioned it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Very, very toe-da, actually.
It's actually quite toe-da.
We're moving to California.
Los Angeles, California.
Hollywoodland.
Hollywoodland.
I'm going to make it as an actor, I think.
I really think this is my ticket west here.
we're taking a one-way bus ticket to an American Idol audition or something.
We paid $200 for a headshot that we're just going to show up and we got a script printed out. We're going to try to drop it on the doorstep of every agency, every studio.
And then if that doesn't work out, we're going to work on PAs, like hey. Production assistants on
hey,
set.
Hey, mister, come here, mister. I'm a star.
You heard that movie? You know how that movie was made? Spielberg was at a Starbucks and some kid with gumption walked up to him and said, hey, there's a script over here I'd like you to read. And Spielberg was so appalled. He's like, all right, I'll take a risk on you. And that movie...
So appalled.
That movie was Schindler's List. How about that?
How about that?
He was so appalled that he made the feature. He's so appalled that
it for you.
He made it and won him an Oscar.
You know the girl
Oscar
in the red
Schindler.
Dress? That girl in the red dress?
Which one?
The scene, that movie, the girl in
the red dress?
That was a mistake.
What was that?
They tried to color correct the whole thing to be black and white, but they couldn't get the red dress, so they
Jesus.
Said, fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane. You thought that was on purpose.
Yeah,
but no.
I absolutely did.
It wasn't a choice.
Yeah. It wasn't a decision. It wasn't a conscious decision. So hopefully we'll find a place in LA that'll let us record podcasts. Bless you.
The other thing we should talk about on the break is that we're going on tour.
Yeah. So if you live in, you know, the D.C. area, Philadelphia, Boston.
Burlington,
Vermont, Ann Arbor, Chicago, Minneapolis, or Madison, Wisconsin, you can watch us live.
Yeah, come to our live show. We'll hang out after the show.
How's that?
Take pictures.
Jake will text someone for you.
I'll text you. If you give me your number, we can meet up. We can get fucking drunk.
Jesus.
I'm serious, dude. Ann Arbor, I'm coming to rage. I'm coming to rage face.
Ann Arbor, I'm going to rage. Madison, I'm going to fucking go insane. Minneapolis, I might take it easy just because that's the last leg of the tour. Maybe hit up the Mall
of
America.
That's tough.
Maybe go to like
trust me, Burlington, I'm rolling.
Oh, absolutely. Boston is probably going to be an off night for me. I might take in like a show. No, it's going to be fun. So please, you can go to collegehumor.com/CHontour to check out where you can buy your tickets.
Exactly.
And we do hang out after the show. So if you come to a show.
Oh, sorry. We will hang out after the show.
Stick around and we'll take photos.
Also, I wanted to mention, because we posted about this and so many people were like, oh, you're not coming to Texas, you're not coming to California, or you're not coming to Canada or whatever. But we are trying to go everywhere. We didn't get to choose these 8 cities. We're pumped that we're going, but it's not because that was like our choice to not go to Texas or not go to California.
Right. And if you're from those 8 cities, dude, we totally chose your cities because they're the best 8. They're the top 8.
I specifically chose Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor would probably be one of the cities that we did specifically choose.
Yeah,
so
that
exact reference doesn't make sense. But we basically
Arlington, is that the one we didn't choose?
Yeah. We go to ones that our booking agent tells us to go to. So you can contact them or a theater and tell them to bring us over and we'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
If you go to a college, you can colleges have money to bring comedians out. So if you talk to your like events council, and go to our, what's the best place to book us there? APA? APA Comedy. Look up APA Comedy.
There's a collegehumor.com/live.
Oh, okay.
I think actually it gives you all the info.
And maybe that doesn't exist, but maybe it does and you should check it out.
I think it does.
Let's get to the last question, shall we?
Uno last.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Scrappy-Doo writes, I've been dating this great girl for 2 weeks now, and she's a smoke show with an awesome personality. Everything was going great until we had sex and I saw her naked. She has ugly man feet that cannot be described as anything less than morbidly disgusting. Whenever I get a hearty thinking about her, my mind shifts from her hot bod to her ogre feet. What should I do? I feel like a complete Farquaad over here. I'm dating Shrek. Thanks. Scrappy-Doo. This is why girls have issues, is because they think that guys think this, and even worse, guys do.
Right, but so few. This guy is a piece of shit.
He does not represent us.
Farquaad here.
A girl with a smoke show with an awesome personality has ogre feet.
Right, you have ugly everything, man. Is Farquaad, isn't he the evil prince? He's like the evil guy in Shrek.
Yeah, but
you are a complete Farquaad.
Actually,
you Farquaad.
You want to be a Shrek. You want to be the Shrek, the hero of the movie. So yes,
your girlfriend. Yeah, you're dating Shrek.
Yeah,
a lovable hero.
And you're an evil prince. I think I don't even want to call you a prince. You're just a bad person.
That's so rude.
It's so hard to find someone who's, one, you're at first physically attracted to, and then, two, she has an awesome personality, and what, you're going to throw it away because even after that?
At this point, you should throw it away. Please do.
Yeah.
You don't deserve this. I'll tell you what, man, keep hunting for the girl that has every single perfect thing that you've ever wanted, okay? Because that'll ensure that you're going to end up alone, which I think you deserve.
Once you find a girl with an awesome personality that's a smoke show and perfect feet, then you can lock her down, unless something else is weird about her, like she snores or she breathes through her mouth when she eats.
There's always something. You know, all right, so let's try to, you know, his terrible language aside, is there anything to, you know, like sort of like Seinfeldian, you know, it's like, she's got an Audi belly button.
Yeah. Like, I can't be with her. Sure. Her belly button is an Audi.
Right. I've been there before.
What? Where she has everything but one thing?
Or not even everything but one thing, but there's just like something that you for some reason focus on and you can't make yourself stop. Even this guy shows no remorse. Anytime I've done that, like there was a girl I was crazy about, but for some reason I kept on picturing her shitting and I don't know why.
Well, that's what you say about every girl. You're like, if I have a crush on someone and I want to get over her, I will picture her shitting, and that loses all her allure to you.
Yeah, and then that's like confidence. That's what I need. But see, I couldn't stop after with her.
You just imagined a constant ring of shit that exited her anus and went around into her mouth like she was swallowing a hula hoop or something.
Well, the thing I would picture would be her sleeping over, going to the bathroom, getting back in my bed, and like I could smell the shit from the bathroom and I could smell it on her. And I just imagined, it never happened. It never happened. But I kept on picturing it, and it was just like, it totally made me physically unattracted to her.
Why?
I don't know. And I knew that I was being insane. And I knew that I was being an asshole. And I was like, this is the smallest thing in the world. But like at the same time, I couldn't argue with my actual feelings of not wanting to hang out with her.
You say you don't like girls. You don't like picturing girls shitting. You're not good at sharing a meal with a girl.
Yeah, I've done that like a handful of times in my whole life.
Right.
And if I'm like dating a girl for a very long time, I eat in front of them.
Like for most people, it's like meal, hanging out, kissing, eventually sex. You're the exact opposite. First things first, let's bone. Then if I really, really, really like you and things are going great, I can seriously envision us eating lunch together.
Yeah, but even then, probably not. I've had things ruined. Like I've been dating girls and then they'll be like, oh, I want to like cook you dinner. And then I fear that so much that I avoid them and lose touch.
Oh my God. And I would love to have a woman cook for me, actually. I think it's a necessary, deserved thing.
There's something so shameful about eating to me where it's like I have to admit my taste in front of someone.
But there's something also fun and romantic and exciting about like a cooking dinner date.
Yeah, but then, like, I don't know. It's just, like, kind of gross. You, like, you eat food, and I, like...
The ironic thing is that you're the gross eater. You're the grossest eater I know.
Well, yeah, I don't want to show anyone that. I'm like, I am a terrible eater. I shovel food in my mouth. I eat so fast.
You talk... I mean, I do this stuff, too, so I shouldn't even be throwing stones in this glass house. But you are notoriously abysmal at eating food.
Yeah.
You'll take the biggest bites I can imagine, speak through it, spit, chew loudly.
I eat, like, half my food on the way to a table. Like...
You'll eat like 7 French fries at a time.
Yeah.
Everything you should do about food, you don't. And then you project that onto girls that you don't want to hang out with, or that even that you do like.
I just think there's something like sad about ordering food where you have to like show, like it's like showing your hand in front of a, like to a waiter in front of somebody that you like, being like, oh, can I have like ketchup? I don't know. It makes me feel weird. Like,
that's so interesting.
I just admitted to someone that like I need to add this sauce to my food. It's like so intimate and sad. Like, I like this. It's like Tinder, where it's just like you show people like, I feel horny. I'm horny. Like, I don't know.
You're so unique. I don't relate to that at all. And it's so funny that like you do stuff that's really physically intimate with girls you don't know, but it's like, I don't want to order ketchup. Like, what is that? Like, oh, I'm admitting to you that I can't eat chicken without tomato paste.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what you're admitting.
No,
that's after
like
you asked to bone her in various positions. That's the weird intimate thing that you should feel uncomfortable.
Well, I would
about.
Never ask to. That's the other. Like, I know people that like ask for blowjobs or something. Like, can I have a blowjob? That's so fucking weird.
You just get into bed with a girl and hope for the best.
Yeah, and I mean, Jesus, I never say anything during sex. I'm never like, let's try this position. Let's here, put your leg like this. You just, but you want that, you just do it.
And then
if they like, I mean, like, I'll try to flip someone over, and if they flip over, then it's great. Or if they don't, then I'm like, okay, we'll do something different. And it's
as long as it doesn't involve fucking Worcestershire sauce or A1 sauce
or asking for anything. I think asking, maybe it's just like asking is sad. Like,
oh yeah,
will you turn around? No. Like, okay. Now what do I do?
You are pretty anti-asking, even in like the general world.
Yeah, like
if we get an email and you're like, oh, I don't understand it, but like it's like uncool to follow up. Like, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't. We'll just get there and figure it out.
Yeah.
You always err on the side of silence.
You got to be chill.
Yeah, yeah. You're very chill.
Which is weird because I'm not chill. I'm like overthinking literally everything.
Remember the date you... Can we talk about this?
I don't know. Let's start talking about
the concert.
The concert?
Where you're like, I don't know if this girl's even showing up.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I don't want to follow up because that's not cool.
Well, yeah, we got to the point where like we didn't know what time we were meeting, how we were exchanging tickets. Like, there was just no.
It's funny because asking for details is nerdy but necessary.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be the guy's like, where are we meeting? When are we meeting?
Right,
how cool. Are you getting there?
But it's like, super cool to be like, hey, I'm going to this show. Come. Like, right. Oh yeah, I'll come. Like, all right, dope. And then like,
but then it's like, uh oh.
Hey, the show starts at 9. I don't even want to say that. I want like.
You just show up at the cool hour that we all agree on, and hopefully it's at the same time.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, the show starts at 9, I'm going to be there at 8:45, you can come whenever.
Yeah.
So then what that leads to is situations where like, cool, come to the show. All right, cool. Should I buy a ticket? All right, I bought her a ticket. Okay, when am I supposed to go to the show? Is she even coming? I don't even want to follow up. What do I say? Hey, are you coming? That's so nerdy and lame. So I'll just go to the show, hope to God she comes. And she didn't.
Sure enough, she did not.
But you know what? At least you didn't ask to confirm details.
At the end of the night, I was chill about it.
And you know what? At the very least, she doesn't know how you like your hamburgers.
Oh God, nope. No one ever will.
Except for me. You're okay eating in front of friends.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You know exactly what's up. I order all my vices in front of you. Bacon,
avocado,
cheese,
bacon,
ketchup,
cheese,
avocado.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Turkey BLAT.
Ask for hot sauce.
Game over.
Yep.
Sriracha.
Yep. I asked for the Arnold Palmer, the drink that's not even on the menu. I'm just comfortable. See, that's the other. I mean, this goes back to you're my soulmate and I'll never find a woman.
Yeah. Where is it? Oh, no. That's what we talked about on Monday's episode.
Oh, yeah.
So this episode is coming out after we recorded Monday's episode, which is with Jake's mom. So guys, get excited for that.
It's true.
We talk about how it might be easier for Jake to convince himself that he's gay and marry me than to actually find a soulmate that's a female.
Yep. I open up all over again.
So That's our time for this episode. We keep on getting longer and longer. I really don't want to hit an hour.
What are we at right now?
Like 50-ish.
God damn it.
Once we get to the hour, then it's like, oh, when we do 45, people are disappointed.
Yeah.
They should, yeah. We want people to be happy that we went this long, not disappointed that we went this short.
Yep.
So thanks so much for listening, everyone. Thanks for emailing us, and keep those emails coming. That email again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And thanks to ExoBender, Joshua Wei, Thomas the iPhone Addict, The Fifth Playmaker, and Chinese Thunder for leaving a good review on
Chinese Thunder especially. I mean, shit, that's awesome.
For leaving a good review on our iTunes podcast page. You guys can listen to the show at ifiwereyou.com or seizethecheese.com, but you can also listen on iTunes. You know, you can listen to it on your phone on the go. A lot of people don't know that. They listen to it on their computer.
Podcast app, and then search If I Were You.
Yeah, and then you can listen to it while traveling, while walking, doing laundry, riding on a motorcycle,
anything,
a roller coaster.
Anything, you're not at the computer.
Making 4 hours getting
later.
A smoothie. My throat is parched. Shopping for clothes. Shopping for food. And lastly, arranging a funeral.
I was going to say arranging a funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Crazy.
I will marry you, in fact.
Thank you.
That first theme song was from a guy named Jeff Enzor is his name. And this last one is from a guy named Ben. If you think you can beat them, we'd love to hear it. So send those in as well. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
A problem.
If you got a problem,
say it to my face.
To my face.
All right, take it to me. Put you in your place.
That was our episode. Thanks again to LegalZoom.com for making it happen on a Thursday. So if you want any help in the business arena, check out LegalZoom.com and use coupon code Amir. Or use coupon code Jake. They're not a law firm, so you get to save a pile of money. Thanks, guys.